Okay, just related to the last point that I mentioned yesterday, we're on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, Baruch Hashem, we started the fifth parak, beginning of Eim Omdin. Remember the story, two Amoraim, two stories that either Abayo or Yirmiyah was sitting in front of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, "Hey, aren't you a little too happy? And, you know, calm down a little bit, and said, don't worry, we're wearing tefillin." So I mentioned, you know, it's a very unusual answer. So I said, maybe the Maariz Chayis points out that maybe this is the makar for the following Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin. Dalad Chav Dalad. Dalad Chav Hei, excuse me. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas Gedolahi. The Kedushas Tefillin is very holy. Shekol Zman Sha Tefillin Barosho Shel Adam V'al Zroo. As long as Tefillin is on a person, Hu Anav V'yarei Shamayim V'eino Nimshach B'schok U'besicha B'teila V'eino Maharher Machshavos Ra'os El Mefana Libo B'divrei Ha'emes V'hat Tzedek L'fichach Tzarech Adam L'hashtadav L'yosar L'av Kol Hayom. That's why you should have it on all day, etc. But the Rambam seems to say that you're a different person when you wear tefillin. And this is what the one of the sources that the Rav Soloveitchik quoted in terms of proving that wearing tefillin is not just like shaking a lulav, and not just like any other maisa ha-mitzvah, but by certain mitzvos, or even not by mitzvos, but by certain brachos that we make. Besides the regular birchas on, bracha on a maisa mitzvah that we have, sometimes there are examples of a bracha on a chalos that has taken place. By bris mila, we say al hamila, the moel says a bracha on the maisa mila, but then the father says lahachniso b'vrisa shalav ravinu. The Rav thought that is not just a bracha of shelach v'hodah, it's dafka said at the time of a mitzvah. So it's a bracha on the recognition that there's a new chalos. He's a mahul now. He's not an aral anymore, he's a mahul. And there are various examples. The Rav thought maybe that's the bracha of kedushin on the chalos of Eish Ish. That'd be another example of a bracha on a chalos. The Rav writes this in a number of places. I could let you know afterwards. Okay, but he thought maybe this is also a raya that there's a chalos when a person wears tefillin, and that's why we have two brachas on tefillin. Al mitzvah tefillin is the bracha, or lahariach tefillin is the bracha on the maisa, and al mitzvah is a bracha on the chalos. Okay, so we are on the last line of Lamed Amud Beis. Another chock full daf today, as Hashem. Okay, Mar Brei D'Ravina. Avad Hilula Lebrei. Mar made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'Rabbanan d'kabat chituva. The Rabbanan saw that the people were, again, a little lightheaded. Again, why did we get into all this thing? Because we started off the perek that you have to, you know, you can't mispalo except mitoch kovid rosh. So now we're expanding that a little bit, that it just doesn't have to do with davening only, but it has to do with life. That if somebody has too much kalos rosh, it's also not good. So the Rabbanan saw this at the wedding. So what happened? I see. So they brought a glass cup worth 400 zuz and they broke it. He wanted to like shake everybody up a little bit to calm down. So he smashed the cup, smashed the kos. Top Tosas points out, this is what, actually let's wait to do that Tosas in a minute. The Yatzibu, and they got a little sadder and then they calmed down. Okay. Ravashi Avad Hilul Lebrei. So again, Ravashi made a wedding for his son. Again, they broke a glass to calm people down. And then people became sad. Again, it doesn't mean that you don't have to be sad in life. You just have to be balanced. You can't be too depressed, but you also can't be too crazy. You have to be balanced, and that's what they were trying to do at a wedding. Again, at a wedding, people sometimes go overboard the other way. That's why they had to balance them out. Number one, Top Tosfos says, look at the line, Mikan nahagu l'shaber zechuches b'nisuin. This is one of the makaris of breaking a glass at a wedding. Now, we usually think it's connected directly to the churban, but here, maybe it still is, but at least it's indirect. You're not supposed to be, you know, going overboard crazy, so that's why you break the glass, even though today, breaking the glass is identified as the party starting. But that's just, you know, I remember at one of my rabbeim told me, which I did at my wedding, that we broke the glass during Yemesh Kochech, in the middle. You know, so that it wouldn't be identified with break the glass and, but it's not, it's just Pavlov. Because we broke the glass in the middle of a Mishka Chaycha, people still said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. It's the middle of a Mishka. I'd say, but it's just that people so used to having that's the beginning. But that's the Gemara says, maybe it's not directly connected to the Churban, it's connected to being more serious. That itself might be connected to the Churban. But that is what Tosfos says. Also, number two, the Maariz Chayis here points out that, what about Baal Tashchis? Just breaking glasses to calm people down. You know, that's usually we assume we don't just destroy things on purpose for no reason. So Maariz Chayis says, here there is a purpose. Here there is a purpose. It's to keep people in line. So there is no Baal Tashchis. Okay. Armule Rabbanan Rav Hamnuna Zute, Behilula Demar Brei D'Ravina. The Rabbanan said to her, the small Rav Hamnuna, in the wedding of Marbury Drabina. Lishri Lan Mar, sing a song for us. Sing a song for us. Rashi here says, Shira. Thank you very much. Now, the point is that this phrase sometimes means other things. In a few da from now, we're going to have a different meaning for this phrase. Hopefully, we'll remember to refer back to this one. But Rashi says, Shira, because here it means, sing us a song. So, Amar Lahu, they were looking for something inspiring. They were looking for to speak something, a beautiful wedding song. And he says, Vailon de Misnan, Vailon de Misnan. Woe is to us, we're all going to die. That's the song he sings. Amri Leha, Nan Maneni Basrach. What can we say to that? You know, we can't even add anything on. Amar Leh, Hey Torah Vehei Mitzvah De Migdo Alan. Torah and mitzvahs protect people. Question exactly what this means. Part of it means, okay, we all have to die, but as long as we do the Torah and mitzvahs, we'll be okay. So that's one thing he says, you could have answered me. But it is somewhat of a strange answer that any song they sing at a wedding, he says, well, we're all going to die. So again, the Maritz Chai Seer, right after the one I just mentioned, points out that maybe here it's a hidden meaning. That he says that really he's talking about Shevach of a wedding. Because he's saying that really people can't exist by themselves. People aren't going to procreate while they're single. You know, the world is not going to exist. So Vailon de Mista, the fact that they were all finite, that we're all going to die eventually, forces us then to go take the step, ideally, to get married, to have children, and have more children, because the wedding is all about having kids. So that's why Vailon de Mista is really what forces us and what makes us all get married. Because that's the way that the generations are going to keep going. So Vailon de Mista, in a unusual way, in a backhanded way, kind of tells us the godless of a wedding. Because the purpose of a wedding is the first step towards Puravu. If that's what he says, it's unclear what the next line was. Maris Chayas doesn't explain that. So then why would they, if that's what his kavana, so why were they so upset? Oh, we can't answer you. They should have said, oh, wow, that's great. That's a wonderful line about a wedding. Maybe they just didn't understand him. But that's... okay. Like this week's parsha, another Aviyah, one of the pshatim is that they didn't get married. Vayter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Asur la'adam sheyimali schok piv ba'olam hazeh. It is asur for a person to fill up his mouth with schok in olam hazeh. Shneamar oz yimali schok pinu ul shenenu rina. Oz then we will fill up our mouths with schok and our tongues with rina. E masai bizman sheyomru. When will this be? The next line of Alner Asbavil. Shemar Bagoyim Higdal Shirbalos. Higdal Hashem Basos Amela. Right? So when Hashem is lifts us up from the nations, that's at that time we will have Azimali Schok Pinu. It's like Gemara Darshins, Rabbi Yochanan says that we can have full schok ba'olam hazeh. The Rabbi Yonah in the back points out this has nothing to do with the Churban. It doesn't say ba'olam hazeh. He quotes an opinion that says that has to do with the Churban HaBayis. But the Rabbi Yonah says, it doesn't say, La'achar HaChurban. It says, Ba'olam HaZeh. Which sounds like it's a general point that too much Chok distances you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it's Chok of a mitzvah, Chok of learning Torah, that's one thing. But Stam Chok, yeah, we can have a good time. We have to have fun in life a little bit. We've got to relax. But to go a little overboard, where it distances you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is not the type of Chok that we're looking for. So that is the message of the Pasuk. Remember, we all have to relax a little bit in our own way. Remember a couple of dafim ago, we had Reb Zera, who needed a break from his learning. He was exhausted, so he went to sit by the door of the Rabbanon to be able to get up to get schar for that. Okay, that's not what some of us would call relaxation, but that's his relaxation. But we all have to do it in our own way. But to go overboard, Yimali Schok Pinu, we should always remember. Again, this is one of the Makoros, if it's connected to the Churban, one of the Makoros of Zeichel Churban, etc. That's why we say Shira Malos. Part of the reason we say Shemalas every time before we bench on a day that we don't say Tachnun to remember the Churban. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Aleph, where everybody's very machmir to say Shemalas, but what about Al Maros Bavel? It's based on the Shlach Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kaddish. He's supposed to say Shemalas on a Shabbos and Yontif. He's supposed to say Al Maros Bavel on weekdays. But I guess there's no like catchy tune for Al Maros Bavel. So that's why Shemalas everybody sings on Shabbos and Yontif. But I don't know, it's the same thing. Just quite as two perakim to Hillel. We should try to be machmir. Okay. Amr Olavar Rech Shlakish B'shem Yamav Lo Malis Chok Piv Ba'olam Hazeh B'chishamer Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. They say about Rech Shlakish that from the day that they heard this Memra from Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, he wasn't Malis Chok Pinu. I guess earlier Rech Shlakish we know was a robber. He was a bandit before he did tshuva. So I guess earlier he was Malis Chok Pinu. But it says once he heard it from his Rebbe, that was in the second half of his life, so that's when he wasn't Malis Chok Pinu anymore. It's right. If you take it literally, Yimali Schok Piv. So what does that mean? Just don't know what that means. Yimali Schok Piv. Doesn't say Yiyah Ksat Schok Piv. Yemalis chapiv might be a question of overboard. Again, it's a difficult one to know exactly how to put a handle on. Just the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, you know, middle of the road, always being a balanced personality. I think we're safe if we follow that, follow the Rambam's lead. Tanu Rabbana, now we get back to tefillah. We're talking about weddings in general, but now we get back to tefillah. Tanu Rabbana. Ein omdin les pala lo mitoch din, lo mitoch tvar halacha, el mitoch halacha psuka. Before you daven, you're not supposed to, right before you daven, have a court case, or a dvar halacha, or a deep dvar halacha, which you might be thinking about during davening. If you learn something right before davening, you might be so inspired or into it, like you have a kasha on it, so then you shouldn't do that right before you daven. So you shouldn't even be thinking of learning when you daven, let alone anything else. Elamitoch halacha psuka. But you should think of a clear-cut halacha right before you daven. Halacha psuka. A halacha that you're not going to worry about, you're not going to have kashas on. A clear-cut halacha. For example, so the Gemara gives three examples, which I don't think any of us would have chosen. If we were saying, what's halacha psuka? We might have said, say modani in the morning. We might have said, you wash your hands before you eat. The Gemara has three other examples. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about why. Ve'echidami halacha psuka. What are examples? So it's a question, what exactly is the machlokas here? Why do we need three examples? Something to think about. But Amar Abaye, the first example, he had the Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's did. Amar Reb Zeira, Benos Yisrael, Lachmir Olatzman, the famous Chumra de Reb Zeira. The Benos Yisrael were machra on themselves. Shafilu Ro, Sipos Lam Kachardol, Yosheves Alea, Shibet Akiyim. We know that Mida Oraisa, there's a two concepts, one called Zava, one called Nida. Mida Oraisa, a woman who has a normal period, a normal Re'ia, whenever she sees, from that moment on for the next 7 days, she is a Nida, whether she sees, whether she doesn't see, that's called normal. After the 7 days, if she has stopped bleeding, she does a Hefsek Tara, she does an internal examination. If she's clean, boom, she's Tahora. That's Nida, Mida Oraisa. But we know that's, what is it, we don't do that today. So there's another concept called a Zava Mida Oraisa. A Zava is a woman who has a Re'iyah, Shelo B'Shas Vesta, at a time that she's not supposed to see, and the halacha is that if she sees for 3 days straight, so then she's called a Zava Gedola, even 2 days straight, she's 3 days straight, Zava Gedola, and she then requires Shiva Nikiyim. She then requires 7 clean days before she can do a Hefsek Tara, before she can do, go to the mikveh and return to her husband. That's the chumra of Reb Zeira, that nowadays we treat every single woman who sees a tiny drop of blood as a zava and require her to wait Shiva Nikiyim. Fine, that's what Abaye says is the halacha psuka that there's no kashas about. There's no kashas about that halacha. Why dafka is that halacha picked for the halacha psuka? It's an unbelievable thought from Rav Osner. I think we did this in the first Taras of Mishpacha Shir a couple months ago. Rav Osner says, you know why dafka this is picked? Because there have been those in history that say, look at the Gemara. It's Chumra to Reb Zeira. But Oz Yisrael Hechmiro Atzman. It's just the Chumra. No, you don't have to do it so much. Go back to the Din D'Oraisa. So Rav Osner says, dafka, this one is picked. Halacha psuka. This is the halacha. No fooling around here. This is dafka, the halacha psuka that's picked. He writes this at the beginning of his Sefer Hilchos Nida, this raya. It's a couple of rayas, but the Rishonim say it already. But he thought maybe it's already rooted in the Gemara that this is called the halacha psuka. Okay. Rava Amar, another halacha. Yihad Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says as follows. Dabar Rav Oshia. Ma'arim adam al tfuaso, u'machnisa b'motz shela, k'deish dehe bohemto, ocheles u'petura min ha-maiser. Another one that I don't think we would have chosen. And that is, there's something called Meiser, where we have to give Meisers from our grains. Called the Sechta, called Meisers. When do you have to give Meisers? The second that it grows? No, you don't have to give Meisers the second that it grows. Right when you cut it? No, you don't have to give Meisers right when you cut it. There's something called the Zman that's Kavua la Meiser. That if there's a certain time that if you go through certain actions, that sets the food, and it's called food now, and therefore you have to take Meisers. There are other things that are Kovia for Meisers also. If it's Shabbos and you have it in your house, Shabbos makes everything, every time you eat, something on Shabbos is Chashuv, and therefore you have to take off Meisers. Shabbos is Kovia la Meisers. Or cooking is Kovia la Meisers. There are various halachos, midaraisa, midarabanan, that are Kovia la Meisers, which means you're not allowed to eat a real meal with that food until you take off Meisers. So the halacha is that midaraisa, what you need for Kvia la Meisers, is two ingredients. Number one, you have to do meiruach. Meiruach is making it into a nice, neat pile. And number two, re'iyas pnei habayis. You have to bring it into your house. Those are the two ingredients. You see, Rashi here explains that, if you look at the Rashi, b'motz shalah, she'imis chayv b'meister min ha-Torah, ela b'riyas pnei habayis u'mishenimrach b'kri. If you put it into a nice, neat pile in your field, and then bring it to your house, boom, at that second, you have to give maestros from that grain before you eat it. But what happens, says Rav Oshia, if I bring it into my house without doing meiruach? It has Re'ias Pnei Abayis, it has step two, but I didn't make the pile in the field. So says Rav Oshia, you are not Chayiv in Ma'aseres yet. You're not Chayiv in Ma'aseres. Don't worry about it. So that's the Lashon. Ma'ara, a person can kind of do a ha'arama. It's a kind of a trick, but again, it's within halacha. Ma'ara, a person is allowed to be ma'ara maltfuaso, u'machnisa b'mochela, and bring it into the house with its shell still on, meaning you haven't done miruach, you haven't done that piling of the field. Kadesh tehe behemto ocheles, u'puturim n'maiser, so that your animal can eat, and you'll be part of a miser. You can't eat a set meal, what's called a su'udas keva, if you do this, because eating a su'udas keva itself is kovei l'maiseres. But your animal eating, that's not called a serious eating, that's what we call arai. It's a nonchalant, temporary type of eating. So that's why for your animal to eat, he could even do that before maiseres are taken off, as long as the chiyuv hasn't set in. So what Rav Oshia tells us is, you can be marim, you're allowed to do this if you skip the stage of meruach, and you just have re'ias pnei abayis, so in that way, your animal is allowed to eat without having you to take off maiseres. Okay, another halacha psuka. No kashas on that halacha. The ibayisema, a third opinion, kiha de Rav Huna. The Amr of Huna, Amr of Zeira, ha make his dam behemas kachim aser bahanaa umal and bo. Usually, there's a principle that dam, blood from a carbon, is the purpose of blood is lachapara. That's what brings atonement to the person when the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. And the Gemara in Zachim and other places has a drasha lachapara velo lemeila. Blood, the ultimate purpose of blood is to bring a kapara, an atonement, but you can't violate the Isser of Me'ila from Dam. The Isser of Me'ila is getting benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. If I get benefit from it, I violate an Isser of Me'ila. It's a nice lumdus. What exactly is the Isser of Me'ila? Is it closer to Gezel? Is it closer to a Yoredeya type of halacha, Isser, but either way, that's the Isser of Me'ila. So the Gemara says, Dam is not subject to Me'ila. What's subject to Me'ila? Animals of the Beis HaMikdash, articles of the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of things are subject to Me'ila, but not Dam. But, says Rav Huna Amar of Zeira, but let's say you haven't shechted the animal yet, and that's the way the Dam comes out, but you bloodlet the animal. Let's say you think the animal is too fat, you think the animal is good for the animal, so they used to think bloodletting was healthy, so they bloodlet the animal before they shechted it. So that blood that comes out, says Reb Zeira, is Asur Bahana'a, because it's not called Dam of a Karban yet, and you're Chayav Me'il if you get any benefit from that blood. Okay, that's another third halacha of halacha psuka. So again, why these three picked? I'm not sure. I was thinking there's Zroyim, Kachim, and Taurus. That's a pattern. I don't know exactly what the message is, but let me to think about why these three are picked.
He only says you have to pick one of them.
Right. But what's this machlokas about? Okay, we gave a var from Rav Azar on the first one. I don't know about the other two. Okay, Rabbanan Avdi Kemasdisa, Rav Ashi Avdi Kebraisa. So the Gemara assumes here that the Mishnah and the Braisa are saying two different things. The Rabbanan went like the Mishnah, which means Kovid Rosh. You daven mitoch Kovid Rosh. You sit there and think about Hashem before you daven. And I don't know if you mentioned it yesterday, it makes a world of difference if we come into davening even 2 minutes earlier and sit there for 2 minutes. Just think about tefillah. Think about God for 2 minutes. Instead of rushing in and getting into Shmoneh Esrei right away. It makes a world of... We don't have to do Shah Achas. I guess that's not realistic. But at least 2 minutes. 2 minutes makes the world of difference. But the Rav Ashi went like the Braisa, which means he started davening mitoch halacha psuka. Not dafka... Kovid Rosh, meaning thinking directly about a Kaddish Baruch. Tosas here points out that's the makar for saying Psukah de Zimra. Tosas in Rabbanan says V'chei Nagel Lor Psukah de Zimra V'ashi Kodem Tefillah. So you should have to get into Tefillah. So you should be praising a Kaddish Baruch Hu B'toch Tefillah. So that's connected to Halacha Psukah and to Kovid Rosh. It's connected to. So that's a question. That's a question whether it's included or not, because we want to have kavana for Psukah de Zimra also. But l'chora, it could be included in our shah. But you should have a few minutes even before Psukah de Zimra. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Ein od liz pa lo midoch atzvus lo midoch atzlus. You can't daven when you're just very sad or very lazy. V'lo mitoch tzok, v'lo mitoch sicha. And not that of schmoozing with somebody, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, v'lo mitoch tvarim betalim. And all the schmoozing that we want to do, we see our friends in the morning, trying to save it till after davening. Not right before davening, even though like after the daf, if you need a few minutes to like relax a little bit and to shmooze, let's try to get into davening and then we can talk afterwards. Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. We're supposed to daven mitoch out of simcha that we're doing a mitzvah that we just did a mitzvah. V'chein, a similar halacha. Well, in other words, all of this is about the mood. It's so hard to have kavana in davening anyway. Let's at least, the Zogar is giving us strategies. Strategies, how to have a little better kavana. What you do right before you daven affects you. Right? If somebody's in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden they go daven, it's halftime, so they go daven, obviously they're going to be thinking about the game. They have to do something else before davening, to be able to get our mind, at least for us to have a chance to have a good davening. To have a chance. The Gemara gives us a few options. We have to follow them. You're not supposed to, when you take leave of your friend, you're not supposed to take leave of your friend. Mitoch kalas rosh, lo mitoch dvar metalim, stam shmuzing, ela mitoch tu gersos here. The one we have is mitoch dvar halacha. Or it says on the gra, simcha shel mitzvah, shekei matzinim, b'neviim harishonim, shesimu deviim b'devei shalach v'tanchumin. The neviim, even after they gave so much rebuke to Klal Yisrael, they always ended off on a good note of something that makes you feel good, tanchumin and shevach. So that's how we're supposed to leave our friends. With saying something nice. V'chein tana mar brei d'ravina, brei d'ravhuna, brei d'ravira baraba, al yipater adam mechaveiro el mitoch tvar halacha. A person is only supposed to leave his friend by saying a halacha, shemitochach zochreyu. Through this, you will remember him, or you will remind him in a minute. The pasuk says you'll remember him. I mean, the next time you see him, oh, remember the last time we met, you know, we were talking about such and such a halacha. That's really true. If you ever say goodbye to somebody talking about a vart, so the next time you see him, oh yeah, what's the story with that vart? You have an answer for me? It'll be 3 years later. But it works. The Gemara seems to say it's not only reminds you of him, but it reminds him of things that, that he forgot. Kihad Rav Kahana alveil Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Kahana accompanied Rav Simi Barashi. Vipum nara ad Beit Sinisa the Bavel from one place to another place. Kimata lahasam. When he got there, Amar Leis, Rav Kahana said to him, Mar, hey mister, Vade da Amri Inshi Hanit Sinisa the Bavel Isno Mi Adam Arisha Vat Hashto. These are really old trees. Have these real people say they've been here since Adam Arishon? Is that true? So Amar Leis. It's Karsan Milsa, so therefore he was asking him something substantive, as we're talking about in a minute. So therefore he says, oh, you reminded me of something. What is the pshat in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu? A place, a land where nobody walked by and nobody sat. If everybody walked by there, of course nobody sat there. So Yashav doesn't mean sat literally, it means whatever the following. Any place that Adam Arishon said, this place is going to be populated, this place is going to be settled, so that place was settled. And if Adam Arishon didn't say it, so then it was not settled. In other words, these trees, people say they're so old, but they're not really so old. All it means is that Adam Arishon said that this place was not supposed to be settled, and therefore it looks old and dry and worn out. Period. So you see, this whole discussion happened because he reminded him of something. And the question that is asked is that the Gemara just said, you have to say a Dvar Halacha when you leave somebody. And there's no Dvar Halacha here. Right? There's a nice story, there's a nice discussion, but there's no Dvar Halacha. So some of Farshim, I think the Meiri says that, no, it doesn't really mean Dvar Halacha, it just means not Narishkeit. Say something serious when you leave your friend. Don't like Dvar Metalim. Say something serious when you leave your friend. So therefore this is included. The Maritz Chaya says that maybe it's halacha is called agada sometimes. Agada is called halacha sometimes. Maybe you could always learn things from stories. But if you look in the Achronim have like nafkaminas based on this story. Halachic nafkaminas. We're not going to go to the Nitziv has one and others. Okay. Oh, I saw last night in the Chassidus Sefer that I had the Biri Chassidus. He says another Chassid Delokip Shuta Pshat of, you know, you only leave your friend mitoch tvar halacha. So he said, one of the rebbes say, you know, if somebody's just schmoozing with you a little too long and you wanted to leave already, and they're just pestering you and they're there, just start talking Torah. I'll turn around. You know, you wanted to leave, so start saying Dvar Halacha, and you know, they'll get the message. Okay. Rav Mordechai Alvei de Rav Simi Barashi Mehagronya Vad Bekipi, he accompanied him Amri Ad Beidura. So he accompanied him. We don't even know what was said. It just says that he accompanied him. Two dots. Toner Rabbanan. Hamis Palos Rakshi Chavis Libos Loshabayim. When you daven, you have to have your heart towards heaven. Abishol Omer Simon Ladavar. Tachin Libam Takshiv Aznecha. Get your heart ready, and then hear your ears. Have your ears here, and that way, that's the best way to daven. Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda Kachai Minagosh Rabbi Akiva. Kshayim Is Palal Amatzibur Hayim Akatzir Va'olam Bebreitara Chatzibur. When Rabbi Akiva davened Betzibur, he shortened Tishmona Esrei a little bit because it was a big tircha on the Tzibur. Kshayim Is Palal Beinola Beinatzmo Adam Minicha Bezavazu Umos O Bezavazacheres. But when he davened amongst himself, private, used to leave him and start him in one corner, and he ended up in another corner. He was just so into it and so Koreo Mishtachave. The Cholkach Loma, but Kriyas Mishtachavayas. Because of all the Kriyas and the jumpings, he was so into it, he ended up on the other side of the room. Tosva says, how could he bow more times than he's supposed to? So he says he bowed in the middle of the brachas when there's no Isser to bow. But either way, Rabbi Kiva was so into it that he, this is what he did. Interesting, so it sounds like that the Rav is supposed to hasten Hishmon Esri a little bit when he's Betzibur. So somebody told me last night, Peshem, one of the Rabbanim of our neighborhood, that they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about this. Should I, is it better? You know, it's hard for me to daven faster. Maybe I should just tell my Kehila to start Shmona Esrei without my finishing. So he said, well, he's a Rav, one of the big shuls around here. So he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky there. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it's bad chinuch. Bad chinuch for the Kehila. You know, the Kehila should know to wait for the Rav for Kavanat Tzibur. Yes, maybe do it a little bit faster. But to have them start in the middle, Rav Chaim Kanievsky thought that was improper. It's got to be a balance. So maybe he didn't realize, you know, sometimes in some shuls, how quicker that it has to go. But that's, it's got to be a balance. A person should always daven in a house that has windows. Because it should be, the opening should be mechuvan. The Rishash says, no shuls that I know have windows. He mentions his own shul. I guess he didn't know his sefer would be written for posterity. He says, in my shul in this city, there are no windows. I can't believe it. Mamish, the Rishash on this Gemara. So he says, maybe if you're medayik in the words, he's pal adam b'bayis. In a house, if you're diving in a house, you've got to dive in by the windows. But in a shul, it doesn't need so many windows. But there are different explanations given. There's a minhag to have 12 windows in a shul, one for each shevet. The sha'arim, there are 12 gates in Shemayim. Rashi, at the end of the parak, we'll get to on Lamadal, it says the reason for the windows is because when you look at Shemayim, you have Yerush Shemayim. Right? You feel, you think of Hashem, the heavens, etc. So have Yerush Shemayim. So that's one reason. Rabbi Yonah says maybe if you're in a stuffy room without any windows, you're like going to feel like, ugh. You're not going to be able to daven properly. If you have windows, you feel nice and calm and so much room. So that's why it's good to have windows. Maybe it doesn't have the windows have to be open or not. But that's Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, what the reason is for the windows. Yochel Yispal Adam Kolayim Kulo. I might think that a person should spend all day davening. That means whenever he wants. From a first, I did Daniel Vizimnitz Lasa 3 times. Yochel Mishabala Gola Hochla. I might have thought that before Daniel came, before this took place, this Mani Tfilo did not happen. Kvar Namar Dihu Avad Mikadavas Dana. This is from way back when. Yochel Yispal Adam Lachol Rosh Yirsa. I might think he could daven whichever direction he wants, like we had yesterday, Tamal Omar, Neged Yerushalayim, Yochel Yikolon Babas Achat, I may think he could have it all at once, Kfar Mefershe, they dubbed Dechsib Erev Avokrev and Saharayim. Fine. Yochel Yashmiya Kolot B'Tfilah. So we're dashing the same pasuk in Daniel. I might think that you should daven very loud. Kfar Mefersh. Alide Chana. Chana teaches us that not. Shneema V'Kololo Yishma. Right. Eli did not hear Chana's Tfilah. She was davening silently. So we learned from Chana, you have to daven quietly. Yochel Yishal Adam Tzrachav Achav Kispal. I might think that first you got to ask what you want, and then you can praise Hashem. But first is for me. First, I got to ask Hashem for what I need. If I'm a first, they Shlomo Shnemer Lishmo Al Rina Vela Tfila. No, Shlomo says you have to hear the Rina and the Tfila. Rina Zu Tfila, that means praising Hashem. That's first. Tfila Zu Bakasha, that comes second. That's when you beseech Hashem for everything you need. Another halacha, Ein Omer Dover Achar Emes V'Yatziv. You're not supposed to say anything after Emes V'Yatziv, which means after Gal Yisrael, you're not supposed to say anything. Aval Achar Tfila. After Shmon Esrei, Afilu Kaseder Vidush Yom Kippurim Omer. Whatever you want to add in by Elokai Nitzar, feel free to add in. But you're not supposed to add in Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, where the Smichas Gula Tfila. That's why the minhag is also to say that line with the Chazan, so you don't have to say Amen to that line. Or sometimes the Chazan says it quietly, so you don't hear it. But you can't be mafsik. Itmar Nami Amar B'chei Barashi Amar Rav. Afal Pisha Amar Shalom Zrachah B'Shamei Tfila. Even though you're allowed to add in Shamei Tfila, in Bal Omar Achat Tfila. So if you look at Shem Kippurim Omer, the post can point out if you have something lengthy to say, better to do it after Elokai Nitzar than in Shamei Tfila, because in Elokai Nitzar you can at least answer Kedusha, you can answer Amen to the important ones. So it's better to add on lengthy insertions in Elokai Nitzar more than in Shamei Tfila. Amar Rav Hamnuna, 4 lines from the bottom. Kama hilchas agavir to igal amash b'mihani kroy dechana. Chana teaches us many halachas of tefillah. Interesting. Many halachas of tefillah, I learned that from a woman, from Chana, from Chana's tefillah. Women know how to daven. V'chana hi medaberes al liba, mikalim espalas ashrach l'chavim liba. Right, it says she davened, she was speaking to her heart. So we learn you have to be mechavim your heart. Rach svaseha na'os. Her, remember the story. She was davening and Eli didn't know what she was doing, so he came over and he thought she was drunk. What are you doing? She says, I'm davening for a son. That's the whole story. You remember the beginning of Shmuel Alf. So her lips were moving. You have to move your lips when you daven. You can't just think the tefillah. It's not like you're reading. You have to move your lips. But her voice was not heard. You can't be magbia your call. We had this a couple of dafim ago, that you can't be screaming at it. It appears like Hashem doesn't hear you. So you can't raise your voice, but it has to be loud enough for you yourself to hear. That's what we learned earlier in the second parah. He thought that she was drunk. Mikan shashikar asulis palo. So that's mashma that if she really was drunk, she's not allowed to daven. Because that's the point why he thought that she couldn't daven. He said to her, "What's going on with you, Chana? Until how long are you drunk?" If you see your friend doing something improper, you have to give them rebuke, because Eli went over to her. So that's what we learned from there. Tosas points out, means even if it's not an Issa Daraisa. What, Issa Daraisa to daven drunk? So it's improper. It's not supposed to. It's not covered for Hashem. See, even if you see something just a little improper, they also have the mitzvah of tochacha. Next, Vatan Chana Vatomar Lo Aduni. Chana says, no, not my master. So he darshan from that pasuk. Amar Ula Vitame Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Amar Lei, she said to him, Lo Adon, what do we get from Lo Aduni? Lo Adon Ata Bedavar Hazeh. You are not the master of this thing. In other words, you're missing the point. V'lo Ruach HaKodesh Shora Alecha. You don't have proper Ruach HaKodesh regarding this issue. Shatach Oshtani Bedavar Zeh. Because you're choshing me, and it's wrong. Therefore, you're not, that's what we learned from Lo Adoni, you're not Adon. Ika da Amrei, Hachi Amrei, or this is what she said to him. Lo Adon Ata, Lav Ika Shechina V'Ruach HaKodesh Gabach. Right, you don't have the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, Dantani Lekavchova, Adoni, from the word judge. You judge me Lekavchova. Below Dantani Lekavchus, you did not give me the benefit of the doubt. Milo Yadata, the Isha Kshas Ruasan, Anochi, don't you know that I'm a woman, bitter of heart, bitter of spirit? So therefore, that's two interpretations of what word Adon is. Either you're not a master, that you don't have Ruach HaKodesh in this regard, or you did not judge me properly. And she said, I didn't drink any wine or beer. If somebody's choshed you from doing an aveira, you have to clarify that you're not doing the aveira. That's sarach lahodio. That's why she has to explain, I didn't drink any wine. Right? This connects to the issue of maris ayin, of the issue of chshad. It's our job not to do things that make people think we're doing aveiras. Next part of the pasuk, don't put your maidservant in front of the Bas Belial, in front of the wicked people. Right, mikan from here, that if a shikur, if a drunk person davens, it's as if he's oved avodah zara. Unbelievable. Ksiv hacha lefnei bas b'liyal, v'ksiv hasam yasu anashim b'nei b'liyal b'kirbecha. The b'nei b'liyal is how they decide, how the Torah interprets the people of an ir anidachas. Mala halan avodah zara, afkan avodah zara. So you see the words b'nei b'liyal refer to avodah zara. So that's why she says, don't put me in that group of people. Again, where does it come up? It comes up. Meir van Purim. Meir after Purim. You got to make sure a person is not in the classification of a shikur. Next, Bayan Eli Bayomer Lechila Shalom. So Eli says, "Okay, wonderful, go in peace." So what do we learn from there? Amar Abelazar Mikan Lachoshes Chaver B'Davar She'Einbo. We learn from here that if you're choshed your friend and you were false in being choshed them, Shetzarach Lefaiso, you have to make up. You got to say, "I'm sorry." Velo Od Ela Shetzarach Levarcho, you have to give him a bracha. Shenemar Velokei Yisrael Yitena Shelasech. Right, because Eli, not only did he say say Leif Shalom, but he said Hashem should give you a son, should answer. So you have to give a bracha. If somebody your choshi, somebody b'ksheirim, you have to give a bracha. Many times in my marriage, my wife said, "You owe me a bracha," right? Based on this Gemara, right? So many times we're always choshed each other, and then it's comes out wrong. Okay, got to give me a bracha now. This Gemara, you learn it from Eli. Okay, we should all be mechazik in our shalom bais. Vatidor neder, yeah. To brachas, what do you mean? What? Shikur. It's a good question. Tefillah is dafka lifnei Hashem. So that's, you require, as we've said, more kavana for tefillah. So brachas, I would say you have some more flexibility. I mean, you should know what you're saying, but there might be differences between the brachas and tefillah. That what? Right, you'll learn out a lot of halakhas from her about davening. But where do you learn that you have to give a bracha from this story of Eli talking to Chana? Eli talking to Chana, he was choshed Chana improperly, falsely, and therefore he gave her a bracha afterwards. Fine, two dots. Vatidur neder vatomar Hashem Svakos. She makes a promise and says Hashem Svakos. Amr Abelazar. Miyom Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Zal Lama Lohaya Adam Shekar Lakash Baruch Hu Svakos. Achet Vasa Chana Vakarazu Svakos. Chana was the first person in history that called Hashem Svakos. We had similar Gemaras earlier, if you remember, on Daf Zion or so, right? Leah was the first one that called him, that said Hodah. Avram was the first one that called, said Adon. So Chana was the first one that said Svakos. Amr Chana v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is Svakos? So this is what she's really saying. Ribbono Shel Olam, Mikol Tzivei Svakos Shebarata B'Olamecha. Hashem, you control the galaxies. You control the universes. Kasha bein echash titin li ben echad. All I want is a little itty bitty sun. You know, you're in charge of the galaxies and the universes. All I want is a little sun. That's too hard for you. That's what she means by tzvakos. You're in charge of the galaxies. Mashal Madar Adom, it's a mashal. L'malch Batzav Adam she'asa suda la'avadav, a king that makes a suda for his servants, ba'ani echad va'amar al pesach. One poor person comes at the door, Amalam tnuli prusa achas, give me a little piece of something. V'losh kicholav, they didn't want to listen to him. Dachav v'nechad yisil ha'melach, so he pushes his way in, he gets to the king. Amalam Adoni ha'melach, king, mikola suda she'asisa kashem enechalitin li prusa achas, you have gourds and mounds and smorgasbords of food. You can't give me one little morsel of bread? That's what Chana is saying. You have a whole smorgasbord in there. You can't give me one French fry? That's all I want. One little sun. That's her Tainat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imra'o Tire'ah. Listen to the next few lines of the Gemara. These are unbelievable lines. Imra'o Tire'ah. She says, Hashem, if you see, then answer me. Double Lashon. Imra'o Tire'ah. What does she mean by that Lashon? Amr Balazar. Amr Chana Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chana says to Hashem, Yibona Shalolam. Im ra'o mutav. If you see, fine. What's the next lashon? Tireh. V'im lav tireh. But if not, you look and see what I'm about to do. Ve'elech ve'es tater b'fnei elkanah ba'ali. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make myself an isha sota. I'm gonna go hang out with a man, and Elkanah's gonna get mad at me, my husband, and she's gonna tell me, don't you dare go have yichud with that man. And I'm gonna go have yichud with that man. I'm not gonna do anything, but I'm gonna have yichud with that man, and therefore I'm gonna have to drink the waters. And you know what the halacha says? The halacha says that if there's an innocent woman who drinks the waters and she doesn't have children, the promise is she's going to have children. So that's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to get a child one way or another, says Chana. So you better listen to me. The kiva de mistatra, once I have yichud, mashkuli meisota, they'll feed me the meisota, the ata oset taraska plaster, and your Torah is not a falsehood, shenemar, it says v'niksav isra zara, and she will be innocent, and then she will have a seed. So you learn from there, Chana says that if I'm innocent, that's what I'm going to do. I'm playing hardball, says Chana. So ha'nicha, let's finish first, and then we'll talk about it. Ha'nicha l'amad amirim ha'isakar nifkada shapir. So this whole thing works according to the one who says that that's the promise that happens. If she's barren, she's going to have a child. But not everybody agrees to that. Elamant amrim ha'isa yolez b'tzar yolez b'revach. But there are others that say there's a different bracha that she'll get. If she had pain in childbirth, she'll have no pain in childbirth. Nekevos yolez b'tzacharim. Okay. Shecharim yolez b'tzlavanim. If they are dark complexions, they should have lighter complexions. Kitzarim yolez aruchim. Short, long, unclear what that means. Either way, the kids will be better, easier, etc. Michael Amemar, so according to that version of the bracha, so then Chana doesn't have any taina. So the taina, you have an iksav Izra Zara, as the yeah, the machlokas in Sota, it says, Malami Shem Isakar Adiv Kadis of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says that you would have a child. But Amalei Rabbi Kiva says, no, Im Kain, Yelchu, Kol Ha'akaras Kulon V'Yistatru. If this is true that they're all going to have kids, everybody's going to do like Chana. Although everybody in the world will say, you know what? I'm going to go become a sota. Nifsida, it says on the side. And this woman, this poor, wonderful tzadikas, you know, he's not going to have a child. So Rabbi Kiva says, how could that be the bracha? So that's what he says. You know, one will be two. I don't know if some people say twins is a mixed bracha. So therefore, according to that opinion, so then obviously it's a bracha. Baruch Hashem. It's a little more difficult. But chas v'shalom. Twins are two brachas, no, not just one. So according to that, so then Chana says, does it make sense? So then the Gemara says, yeah, according to that opinion, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're right. She didn't say this. The double lashon of her Oterems, Dibra Tzorek Lashon B'nei Adam. It's just that a double lashon, because she was saying, Hashem, you really have to look at me. Period. What's going on here? Chana was really going to become an Isha Sota? We also know there's an Isser of Yichud. Isser Daraisa of Yichud in some cases. Some are Isser Daraisa, some are Isser Darabon. It's serious stuff here. So Chana was going to violate an Isser Daraisa because she got upset about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's going to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's playing hardball. So what's going on here? So there's a couple of shots of give. The Pnei Yeshua says that she wasn't really going to do it. It was more of a threat, that it's not fair. Exactly like Rabbi Akiva's Taina. She says, I'm an innocent, I'm a tsnua. But look, if I wanted to, look what I could do. So that's not fair. That's what she's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think she's going to do it. But she's threatening. She's like, look, it's not fair. It's not fair because I could get a way out if I wanted to be a prutza. So that's one way to answer the question. There's another way, which another of Achronim say, and that is that the Isser of Yichud is not exactly equal to the Isser of Stira. The Isser of Yichud by Sota, in other words, let me say it again, the Isser of Yichud in general is not exactly the same to the Isser of Yichud that's required by Sota. You could become an Isha Sota without violating a regular Isser of Yichud. For example, the Nitziv says, if her husband is in the city, If her husband's in the city, and then there is no regular Isser Yichud, because the husband could walk in, that's what we pass him. So if a man comes, a handyman comes to fix the house, so if the wife knows that the husband could come back at any time, there's no Isser of Yichud. That's called Baila Ba'ir. So says the Netziv, though, but in a case of Sota, that would be called Yichud, even if the husband's in the city. So that's a Metzias where she might become a Sota even without violating the Isser of Yichud. The Netziv says, look at the Gemara for a minute. What does she say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The imla, fourth wide line at the end. And if you don't do this for me, you don't give me a child, tira. Look, elich ve'estater bifnei Elkanah baili. I'm going to become a sota in front of Elkanah, etc., etc. What does that mean? Ah, baila ba'ir. The Sif says she's specifically saying, I'm going to do it baila ba'ir, and therefore it's not going to be an Isser of Yichud in general, it's only going to make me a sota. That's one answer that the Sif says. There's another answer based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that you could have become an Isha sota even in private. Let's say the husband, she's hanging out with two men. And the husband says, you know, you can't have yichud with these two men. And she goes and has yichud with the two men together at the same time. So in general, there's no Isser yichud by two men and one woman. Two women and one man, there is. But two men and one woman, there's no Isser of yichud in general. So maybe that's what happens. That Chana said, I'm going to go have yichud. That's another example that you could have no Isser yichud in general, but still become an Isha Sota. So the Tzid doesn't quote it, but I thought maybe look at Rashi. Third line in Rashi. The Estater, Esyachid im Acherim. B'yachshaduni bali. What's a chayrim? Plural. So maybe that's alluding to the Rambam and the Netziv, that it's, I'm going to go have yichud with others. Okay, fascinating Gemara. Next, two dots. Ba'ani ba'amascha, al tishkach es amasecha v'nasata la'amasecha. Right, three times she says, don't forget your maidservant. Three times in the pasuk. So we dash him for the word amasecha, we connect it to the word misa. Amar b'yaseh b'chanina, gimel amasas halal olamra. Why did it say that? Amar chanel v'nei kodesh baruch, rabbonu shel olam. Chana says, Hashem, shlosha badki misa barasa b'isha. There are three situations in life which are somewhat dangerous, and at those moments in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks if a woman, Rahman al-Islan, is chayiv misa. V'yamri la shlasha davki misa. There are three times that misa sticks to the woman. V'eluhei nida chalav halakas aner. Right, we say this, Nusach Ashkenaz says it on Friday night, in Vav Malikin. These are the three dangerous times in a woman's life. Not dangerous times. These are three averes that she has to be makpid on, and if she's not makpid on these three, then it could cause her tsaris b'shan sakana. Kluma v'arti alachas mehen. So by saying amascha three times, Chana is saying, did I violate any of these? I'm a kaim all these three. So come on, what's wrong? What am I doing wrong? V'rasad alamascha zera anoshim. And this is a continuation of Chana's tefila. Give to your servant zera anoshim. What does zera anashim mean? Four pshatim. My zera anashim. Amarav, gavra beguvrin. Zera anashim means a man among men. Man among men. Give me a chashuv son. Shmuel. She got one. Ushmuel amar, zera shemosheach shnei anashim. Zera anashim means zera, seed that anoints anashim. Men, meaning kings. Umay inun shaul v'david. Because Shmuel Hanabi was zochet to anoint the first king Shaul and David HaMelech. So that's what she means by Zera Anashim. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zera Sheshakul Kishnei Anashim. Give me Zera Anashim, a seed, a child that's worthy of similar status of two people. Umay Inu, Moshe V'Aaron. Which two people? Not only any two people, like Moshe and Aaron. We say this, even Nusach Svar says this on Friday night. Shnei Amar, Moshe V'Aaron B'Chohanav, Ushemuel B'Kari Shemo. So we parallel Moshe and Aaron to Shmuel. Rabbanan Sa'amri, and look at the last one. Rabbanan say, Zera Anashim, Zera Shemuvla. Bein Anoshim. Seed that is muvah, that is swallowed out amongst men. In other words, give me an average kid. Give me an average kid. Ki asa Ravdimi Amar, Ravdimi said, Lo arach lo gutz, not tall, not short, lo katam lo ilaim, not small, not straw, not so strong, lo tzachav lo gichar, not too dark, not too light, lo chacham lo tipesh, not too smart, not too dumb. She says, give me an average child. Rashi here quotes, because sometimes if a person is total genius, mamish, everybody's going to be talking about them, and maybe Ayin Hara will be sholeit. That's what Rashi says. Again, whatever it means, it's a fascinating halacha. Usually we dive in, oh, I want the biggest Godol Hador. Chana says, I want an average kid. I want an average kid. I want to love him. I want to bring him up. She got a Shmuel Hanavi. But that's, you know, sometimes we find that if a person is too much something, that hurts them. You know, let's say the kid is a genius, they'll move him from the first grade to the fifth grade. That's also not good for the child. You know, it's, you know, we dive in for, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give us a zevr shemufla bein anashim. That's what she says. Ania isha nitzeva simcha bazeh. She says, Vaiter, I am a woman standing here with you. You learn from here, she says, I'm standing with you. That's mashma that Eliab is also standing. So if Eliab is standing, we learn from there that you're not allowed to sit down close to somebody saying Shemona Esrei. A couple of daf ago we had, you're not allowed to pass by somebody who's saying Shemona Esrei. But here it says, you're not allowed to sit down next to somebody saying Shemona Esrei. Tosfos here points out, the Tosfos Mikan, that this is only stam sitting for your own reasoning, being mavatel. But let's say you're still saying Kriya Shema. You're not up to, and the chazan starts saying Shemona Esrei, you don't have to stand up then. If you're still davening, you're still allowed to sit within Dalet Amos of saying Shemona Esrei. That's not called sitting, b'toch av amos shel tefila. El anar azes palalti, I daven for this na'ar. Amar Blazer, Shmuel, mora halacha lifnei rabo haya. Shmuel paskin in front of his Rebbe. This pasuk is when Chana brought Shmuel up after she weaned him, and she says to Eli, I daven for this child. So Gemara is darshaning, this child is mashma that Eli didn't like him. It's mashma that Eli wanted to get rid of him and give her a different child. So she says, no, I wanted this child. So it's mashma that Shmuel did something wrong. So what did he do wrong? So the Gemara says that Shmuel paskin in front of his Rebbe. Why? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says in Shmuel that they shechted the animal, and then they brought the child in front of Eli. So Mahakesher, we shouldn't have Yishchatu as a par heviu naral Eli, because they shechted the par, they brought the child in front of Eli. Ela Amar and Eli, no, Eli said Kiru Kohen Lesi Belishchot. No, Eli had given the instructions, go get a Kohen to shech the carbon. Eli was the Kohen Gadol, shech the carbon. Chazinu Shmuel the Avi Mahadri. I'm sorry, Amar Lahen Eli. Kiru Kohen Lesi Belishchot. Chazinu Shmuel the Avi Mahadri Basar Kohen Lemishcha. I'm sorry, I just read this wrong. Let's go back. Heviu Hanaral Eli. Ela Amar Lahen Eli. Kiru Kohen Lesi Velishchot. Fine, bring a Kohen. Chazinu Shmuel dekam Mahadri Basar Kohen Lemishchad. Shmuel saw that they were going to look for a Kohen to shech the karban. Amar lehu, lama lechu lahadri basar kohen lemishchad? Why are you looking for a Kohen? Shchita bizar kashera. Right, a very important klal. Even a czar, even a non-Kohen is a lot of shech. So what are you looking for a Kohen for? I saw the coming to Eli. They said, oh, big shot. Okay, let's go to the Kohen Gadol. So they bring Shmuel in front of the Kohen Gadol. Amar lehi, minala chahad. So Eli Shmuel, how do you know this? Amar lehi, miksiv v'shachad ha-kohen v'hikrivu ha-kohen ksiv. It doesn't say in Parshas Vayikra, the Kohen Shech. It says he's makriv. And we darshin, makriv is mikabalah v'eilach mitzvahs kahuna. We know that there are four avodos of kahuna. Shchita, kabalah, halacha, zrika. Shchita, shechting the animal, catching the dam, walking with the dam to the Mizbeach and sprinkling the dam. The last three a Kohen has to do. The first one a Zar is allowed to do. A Kohen has to catch the blood. But the Shechita can be done by a Zar. So the Gemara, so Shmuel says, I know that halacha. That's why I was wondering, why are you looking for a Kohen? Mitkan l'shechita shekshira b'zar. So Amalei, Meimer Shapa Ka'amrit. Eli says, you're right, fine, but you're wrong what you did. Mi b'or halacha b'fnei rabcha at. Chobor halacha b'fnei rabcha chayiv misa. So therefore, Eli says, I'm sorry, you're right, but tough luck. You still were more halacha b'fnei rabo. So therefore, I have to take care of you. The Rishash says that what was Eli thinking? He also knew this halacha. There's a big lumdus in Zvachim. Maybe Eli thought that there's still a little chachivah to have a Kohen. Not for now. Maybe we get to Zvachim. Asya Chana v'kot Tzavcha. So Chana starts screaming. Chaya Misa, Tzavcha Kameh. Aniya Yishan Yitzev Yizimcha Bazeh. No, I'm the woman. No way. You can't get rid of my child. Amar la Shavki L'diyancho B'ni Yirachmeh V'yavadcha Rabba Mineh. Don't worry. I'll take care of him and then you'll daven and you'll get another child. So Amar Lei, that's the pshat of the pasuk, El Hanar Hazeh His Palalti. For this child I daven. Therefore, don't get rid of this child. I want this child. I want Shmuel. 30 more seconds. V'chani him edaber saliba. What do we learn from there? That she davened on her heart. Amar Lazem Shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Zimra. Al Iske Libra. She was davening regarding something on her heart. The following beautiful line. Amar Lefanav. Ribbono Shalom. Kol Mashe Barasa Be'isha. Lo Barasa Davar Acher Lebatala. Every part of a woman is for a purpose. A naim l'ros, eyes to see, a naim l'shmoa, ears to hear, chotem l'hariach, a nose to smell, peladaber, a mouth to speak, yadayim la'asos bahem alacha, raglayim l'halich bahem, dadim l'hanik bahem. Right, you give breasts in order to nurse children. Dadim halalos shenasat alibi lama. Right, so Hashem, why do you give me this part of my body? I don't have any children. Lo l'hanik lahem, tein li bein v'anik bahem. Give me a child so I could use my body for purposes that it's supposed to be used. So that's what she means, that she davened al iskei liba. Because we learned earlier in the first parak that the place where a woman nurses from is closer to her heart. Remember that Gemara? We had this in the David HaMelech in the Baruch Hinavshi Gemara. So therefore she says, I have this part of my body, what am I using it for? So that's what she means, that she davened al iskei liba. Okay, the Gemara today's shir again was L'zecha Nishmas, Tavitzvi, and Dom Mordechai.